Blog Talk Radio.
Ready or not, here it is. The new year has blasted off to produce new beginnings, new decisions, and new ways to build your life both on and off your job. There are no guarantees for 2019, only plans, commitments, and actions that can set your course from zero to 1,000. Ultimately, it's up to you, and now more than ever, you can decide where you want to grow, even though there are no absolute guarantees. The planning process is your secret sauce on moving your needle forward. Regardless of when you are listening to this podcast, this broadcast, it is designed to help you move forward with greater foresight and accuracy. Today, I will use my own vision statement combined with the principles I learned last weekend at the International Mastermind Association's annual planning conference to help you move ahead with dogged determination and courage. So get out your pen, notebook, and calendar, and let's build your success path one day at a time. Hello, this is Carol Copeland Thomas, and you're listening to Focus on Empowerment. Hello, my friends. This is Carol Copeland Thomas. Happy New Year to you. We're in a brand new year, 2019. As I said in the setup piece, it's here, ready or not. I hope you had a great holiday season. Would encourage you to go back and listen to one or two of my broadcasts that I had at the end of the year. We talk about some holiday traditions that you may not have known about and will help you to prepare as you are looking forward to this coming holiday season in 2019. Yes, we are talking about preparation and how preparation will help you to succeed and to get ahead going forward. And as I also said, nothing is guaranteed. And I guess the older I grow, I realize that there's just so much that we just don't control. There's a lot we don't control. We want to do better in terms of our health, but we don't control what kind of diseases we're going to get. We want to plan accordingly with our finances, but we don't know what we're going to be hit with or faced with. The only thing you can do is to understand that there are going to be obstacles, difficulties, challenges, things that you just didn't even imagine will happen to you, but you will be able to navigate and move through it anyway. That is the whole purpose of life itself. And with that said, I want to spend some time today. I'm going to actually make this a two-parter because there's just, and I want to look at it from two perspectives. Number one is purely a planning procedure that you can follow, whether you are working, retired, whether you're going into a job that you're not familiar with, this is a new job for you, whether you are transitioning, whatever your position happens to be, in order to be a more empowered person, someone who is informed, you want to have your game plan in place. And I realize that it takes time to do this. This is going to take time. That's why we're going to spend the rest of the month talking about these kind of plans that you can take. But what can you do incrementally? What can you do where you do have control over the decisions that you make so that you have your roadmap in front of you so that you can move forward? I have looked at my own business path. I've looked at my own life. I've looked at the fact that I've been in business now 32 years. And wanting to do things in a way now that will provide more definitive solutions and achievements in front of me instead of trying to catch up with where I should be or where I want to be, knowing full well that obviously there's some things I can and cannot control. That's a given. But what can I do as a business person, as a mother, as a grandmother, as a community leader, all of these things, what can I do so that my life can be more quantitatively and qualitatively defined according to a plan that I desire both now and in the future. So that's what I'm ultimately looking at. So some of it is granular in terms of what do I need to do day to day? What do I need to do in terms of strategies, all those kind of things to make things different instead of, you know, they say insanity is doing the same things over and over again and expecting different results, not moving in that direction. But what can I actually do so that I can behaviorally change for the better so that business is better, income is better, relationships are better, partnerships are better, all of those kind of things. Some of that I've already started. I made a real shift, and a lot of that has to do with this whole mastermind concept. So some of that shifted and began to change really in 2017 and has continued through 2018 and is beginning to come into fruition in 2019. So some of what I'm sharing with you is going to take a long time. It's not going to happen overnight. And for some of you, you may really have to have some kind of sea change in your mentality, in how you plan things. Some things are going to have to go. Some things you're going to have to reexamine. And some things may take you multiple years to perfect. So I'm looking at it from that perspective. And then I'll share with you this conference. We'll begin to talk about it this week and then more in detail next week. This whole conference I went to that was extremely satisfying because it was a real opportunity for me to do some prep work and then work there in Boca Raton, Florida on my overall game plan. 10 different areas in my life, not just business, but dealing with other aspects of my life. And I just came back feeling, yeah, I'm ready to take on the world in a new kind of way. And that's what the International Mastermind Association, headed by Ann McNeil, and this whole concept of thinking grow rich is all about. So we'll talk about that, but we'll move more into that next week as well. So let's talk first of all about why you need to plan. You need to plan so that you at least will have some aspect of where you're going to go in the future and how you're going to get there. We're right now in the midst of a very upsetting government shutdown that I think is completely unnecessary, completely politicized by one person who claims to be the leader of the free world, should I say, lives in the White House in Washington, D.C., but demonstrates absolutely no sense of planning, preparation, or care of people. Thus, we have an unfortunate shutdown that's taking place that is wreaking havoc and will continue to wreak havoc on lots of individuals, especially those who thought they were going to have money in their bank accounts today or tomorrow or Saturday. They have automatic payments that are going to be made, mortgage payments, et cetera, and they've got a lot of figuring out to do. So I don't blame any federal worker, any business person who has a contract. I don't blame them at all for this particular set of circumstances. This is an example of something where they have no control over this, no control. They are servants of the public. They do their jobs. I made a point last weekend at the airport in Fort Lauderdale to thank two TSA officers for coming to work, even though they were not getting paid. And as I've said on some of my posts, they're literally working for free. They are. And this is in such a stalemate. Who's to say what's going to happen when the payments will begin to flow and the government will be fully open and not partially closed? So those are the realities of life in terms of shutdowns and things that here these 800,000 government workers, along with countless other people who are in some way connected or dependent on the government, they have no control over what's taking place because of the whimsical nature of one individual who I think is completely reckless, completely. So that's that situation. And then you have other situations that take place where people get sick. I have a very dear friend. Boom, she goes down and takes care of a brother in the South during the holiday season, and she has a stroke. who's to say what's going to happen to you in terms of illnesses, setbacks, sicknesses, those kind of things. Have another dear relative who passed away just a few days ago, and now they're planning for his funeral. So illnesses, idiocies politically that impact your paycheck, anything can happen in your life that can just tear your world asunder and just put you asunder. So the key is, while you are in moments of stability, safety, comfort, whatever that looks like in your particular life, are there things that you can do, that you can put in place, so that you can have more of a peace of mind when something hits the fan? Not if, when, because in everybody's life, something is going to hit the fan. So can you put some mechanisms and components in place to make things easier, more livable, more comfortable as you plan out your life, both from a granular day-to-day operational piece and from a longer framework? Those are the ultimate questions. And then the other question is there an opportunity for you to create some kind of vision statement, which we're going to talk about and we'll talk about more in the weeks to come, so that you are moving in a path or on a path that has the components of where you want to stretch potentially, how you want to connect with others potentially, and where you want to grow potentially. Those are the makings of vision statements. So January is always a great time for me. I love January. I've told you many times I belong to a wonderful church, Bethel AME Church in Boston, Pastors Ray and Gloria Hammond. And I've been a member of this church now over 25 years. And every January, there is some aspect of vision that is mixed in with their messages. Not just from a religious perspective, but from a personal perspective. And that's what I think has been so compelling for me. So every year in January, I have a chance to recalibrate my life and who I am based on my own vision statement and based on where I want to grow and where I want to go in life. So we'll get back to the importance of a vision statement and planning in just a few minutes. I want to talk to you now about the importance of joining the Multicultural Symposium Series. I'm just over the moon excited, very ecstatic about this group, this community group, and here's more information about
join the fastest growing globally based membership community, the Multicultural Symposium Series. Since 2008, MSS is designed to advance the cause of diversity, multiculturalism, and inclusion. By joining MSS, you connect with our community of professionals around the world who respect the differences and similarities throughout the marketplace. Through our new online courses, resource center, and community forum where you can discuss important issues with colleagues around the marketplace, MSS will enhance your personal and professional development and take your knowledge base of the subject to a whole new level. And your membership includes attending the always popular multicultural conference. It's simple, fast, and effective to become a member. Simply visit www.mssglobalsummit.com and click the Join Now button on the homepage. It's only $29 a month to join MSS, and you'll receive discount pricing when you join as a small business owner or corporate leader looking for solid value for your staff members and colleagues. Visit www.mssglobalsummit.com and get ready to take your career path to the top.
And
Again, it's a great time to become a member of the Multicultural Symposium Series. We have an outstanding upcoming Black History Breakfast on March 14th that we are busy planning for, then a November 7th Multicultural Conference, and a whole lot of activity in between. Our webinar series will actually start next week. So you want to go on over to MSSGlobalSummit.com and find out more information about it there, and definitely be a part of it. Then you can also go to my other website, MS, and that's tellcarole.com, TellCarole.com, if you're listening. Every 2 weeks or so, I'm going to switch things up. This week, we're talking about which term is it, African American or Black. You can download that special report and expand your knowledge about diversity from a terminology perspective. It's a free report. You can just go right to my website, tellcarole.com, download it on the homepage, and learn accordingly. And that special report, that series is going to change every couple of weeks. So if you're listening to this after the fact, still go to the website and you'll be able to download an important document that will help enhance your knowledge going forward. So let me share with you the origins of my vision statement. It goes back to January 1998, and this is why, again, I think especially my friends who are involved in the shutdown, something that you did not control. You are pawns. This is absolutely being put upon you, but it may be an opportunity for you to look at things and prepare differently, knowing that the politicization of your jobs are at jeopardy at any time, just like any of us are in jeopardy in terms of losing something financially that we have no control over. In the midst of a very, very tough time in my life, extremely difficult, back in 1998, this was about 6 months after the death of my son, who had died in June of 1997. Again, suddenly, car accident, just no preparation. It was just like, oh my God, this has happened to my family. And speaking of that, in terms of being prepared, I will never forget lots of conversations and things that happened during that first couple of days, and probably the first or second day after his death, hearing from my insurance agent, who assured me, do not worry about any of your expenses regarding your son. You are taken care of and covered, because probably 8 years before, 7 or 8 years before, I had taken out new insurance policies on my children and myself. And one of those insurance policies for my son actually covered for all, took care of all his entire burial. So I had no expenses that I incurred from that point of view. That's planning. And that's something that has been in and out of my life in terms of insurances and preparation. I am very, very happy to say now I'm on very stable ground in terms of my insurances, my health insurance, because I am now 65. Ho-ho. I am fully on Medicare and have the Part A, B, I have D, and I have the supplement. So all of that is taken care of, and that's a monthly allotment that I have to prepare for. So I know what it is to be in this state in terms of, from an insurance perspective, being covered. And I also know what it's like to not have insurance and not be covered. So let me just be clear. I've been in both camps. This camp I like a lot more than not being insured. But what if you aren't insured? What if you don't have those kind of protections? You can still plan accordingly, find ways where maybe there are some state supplements. Thank goodness for Obamacare, which was very beneficial for me for a couple of years until I reached the age of being able to access Medicare. So maybe there are some state supplements or ways that you can prepare yourself and cover yourself accordingly. So don't beat yourself up over the head because of the predicament that you find yourself in. Find a way out. Find options that will take you to a better place in your life. That would be my suggestion to you from a personal perspective. This is not what I've learned in books, just from a personal perspective. But speaking about that same period of time, 1997 and 1998, January rolled around, son had passed away many months ago, I'm still an emotional wreck. Then I'm a double emotional wreck because in October of 1997, my mother becomes ill. And she was my rock, my best friend, just the woman I looked up to my entire life. And she was not getting any better. She had just turned 80 years old, and we looked for her to live a lot longer than she ultimately would live. So January, she has an amputation that takes place at the hospital because of her complications of the disease, and she had kidney issues. It just was just not looking good for her. And she had bounced back from a stroke after she had retired from teaching and being an educator at the age of 66. She bounced back really, really well. But this took a toll on her. I always will think that the death of my son was so traumatic on her emotionally that it was just complicating her own health issues. So January 1998, I'm driving back and forth between Boston and Detroit, living day to day to an extent, not having any idea what's going to take place. The phone rings late at night. My heart jumps because when you get those kind of phone calls late at night, either for a son or for a mother who is now hospitalized again, your mind goes to a very sad place, should I say. But in the midst of all that, and I think it's because of the preparation or the process of preparation that was entering into my life from being a part of my church and January being vision month, where you're looking ahead at some kind of destination point in the future. It's a clear mental picture. All of those kind of preparations then led me to a vision statement that is as true today as it was in 1998. So help me. And that vision statement is, Carol Copeland Thomas will capture the essence of the human spirit by delivering messages of hope, interconnection, purpose, courage, and faith to people throughout the world. And I'll read that again to you because listen to the words. Everything is future tense. Nothing is really current. It's all looking forward. That's what a vision statement does. A mission statement, and I probably need to do a show on this, is the current, the present. What are you doing currently? What is your business doing currently? What are you doing now to make things happen? That's a mission statement that's different from a vision statement that looks futuristically into the future. So January, again, is a great time to create both a mission and a vision statement, and we'll probably give you more information about that going forward. But that just rang true. It just fell from the sky. Those words absolutely came from the sky, and I've changed nothing since 1998. Nothing. That's 21 years ago. Carol Copeland Thomas will capture the essence of the human spirit by delivering messages of hope, interconnection, purpose, courage, and faith to people throughout the world. Now, at that time, I had been traveling a fair amount of time business-wise and doing workshops and training programs all over the country. That was, I just, at that point, kept my bag packed as it has continued to be packed through the years. So that hasn't changed at all. But I had not been doing much international travel. So this whole piece about to people throughout the world was intriguing to me. At that time, I had already trained and done some work in Australia, in Canada, a number of times in Canada, and all over the United States, but not that much out of the U.S. And what I found is that statement was the launching pad for the international global concept that is fully in operation for me today, knowing that I have a ways to go and there's so many more things I am going to do and want to do, starting off with the launch, as I did on December 15th, of my multicultural symposium series, Members Only website, open to the whole world. And that's what the message had shared with you just a few minutes ago. So that is a continuation of a vision statement that started 21 years ago. So the question is this: can you think of a broad enough statement that captures who you are as a person that will then move you forward without running out of opportunities for you to pursue? And that's what a vision statement should do. If you find that you've already accomplished everything with your vision statement and there's nothing more than you can do, then you need to create another vision statement. And I'm saying this from my own perspective. I've had mission statements that I have had to manage, adjust, modify, because the scope of my work has changed so much. I now do an awful lot of work online. I talk to people. I just talked to someone in Denmark. I work with people everywhere. So the nature of what I do as a speaker, consultant, a multicultural professional, diversity professional, the scope and the way that I work is a lot different now than it was 25 years ago. And so my mission statement has had to change. But the vision statement, so help me, has changed not one iota since January of 1998. It is the same now as it was then, and it will be going forward, because I have a lot of ground to cover in terms of capturing the essence of delivering my message to people throughout the world. And I've only been to, you know, a handful of countries, worked in a handful of countries, and, you know, probably been to a dozen or more countries in the world, and there are 200 of them. So that is the power of a vision statement, and why in the month of January, in my case, 21 years ago, a very dark January, very dark, became the floodlight to my future. So can you take your circumstances now, government shutdowns, difficulties financial, health issues, decisions you have to make about relationships and people, bad bosses who just won't get any better, and you know you need to get out of that organization. Whatever your circumstances happen to be, or great opportunities that you don't want to squander, can you capture and create a vision statement along with a mission statement that will help you to prepare this pathway for 2019 and beyond? We're going to get more granular next week when I talk about the International Mastermind Association and what we did, and the 10 categories that they have stressed and McNeil has stressed. What is Think and Grow Rich? What is that book that was written in 1937? We'll talk about that more next week. But I just want you just to sit on these thoughts first. Can you take all your circumstances, good, bad, or indifferent, and can they become the raw material for a vision statement? Two, can you create a mission statement which literally tells who you are and what you are doing now, and can you then use that as your roadmap for moving forward in your life? Hopefully, you'll be able to look very succinctly and soulfully into yourself and make those things happen. Tell you, when you do that, and when you go to a conference, as I did last week with 100 people all over the country, and they're asking you some very personal questions about, you know, well, what's your game plan, what's your financial plan, And you can answer honestly that I need to do this, or I've already done that, or I've already prepared for that. It will provide a level of power in your life that just will be quite amazing to you and other people. So I'm excited about January. I'm excited about where we are, and I'm excited about helping you to move to the next level of your life, and really looking at the fact that empowerment begins when you believe in yourself. Show enough. Take care. We'll be back next week, and I hope you have a wonderful, dynamic week, and think about the vision statement and the mission statement as we prepare for part two of this session. Take care. Make it a great one.